We're talking Peak to Sky Festival, July 5th and 6th. Big Sky Town Center is the location. And one of the cool consequences of this show is we get to talk to Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Not one, but two this morning on the Eagle Morning Show. Pearl Jam's Mike McCready, welcome back. Guns N' Roses' Duff McKagan, good morning, fellas.
Thank you. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Zeph.
How's it going?
Going well, thank you. Mike, we spoke about a month or so back, and you mentioned that you and Duff, both native to Seattle. When did you two guys actually meet?
When was that month?
Back in the day.
I always say when we were 14. I don't know if that's, but it was around 14. I mean, I was aware of Mike, and we grew up near each other.
I was definitely aware of Duff, because he was the kind of, Duff is the guy that you saw around town who's like, that guy's badass. But I'm also in awe. But I would say 14, you know, around 79, 80, maybe like that.
Yeah, way before you guys were big shots, right? I mean, just punk kids.
We were big shots then in our own head.
Duff McKagan, hey, first, congratulations on your new solo album, Tenderness. It's getting awesome reviews. I know we're here to talk about Peak to Sky, but if you want to take
that record, it's great.
Oh, my gosh, it is. DuffOnline.com is where I picked it up. And surprising, dude, this is like deep. Not that I'm surprised that you're deep, but I didn't see this one coming from you.
Well, I think it was I got caught up in the news before we went out on that Guns, the big 2.5 year long Guns tour. So it's the end of 2015, and I went down the rabbit hole, and I started following the people, did all the wrong things, followed all those people on my Twitter, and was down this rabbit hole, and I read just too many history books I knew the whole time, like, they're just selling ads on cable news. They're keeping me stuck here. I know they're doing it. But it was a little bit more dangerous this time, that the messages they were talking about, like this divide.
Uh-huh.
And like Mike and I, we've toured this country and the world for the last 30 years. And I was like, there's suddenly a divide I haven't been aware of but this whole time. And going out on tour turned off all the news. My wife said, just, you can't do this to yourself. So I turned off all the news. Took off Yahoo as my homepage, muted everybody who was following on Twitter, just followed the Seahawks and the Mariners, like, that's why I got Twitter in the first place.
Yeah.
And just went out and started talking to people, and started writing what was going to maybe be my third book, and it became this record, and it's just really like hopefully a positive message of togetherness.
The website Duff Online, it's where we download it. You can stream it there as well. And we're going to play one of the tunes a little bit later. So we'll move on to Peak to Sky. Now, Mike, last we talked to you, there was no name for the band. Have you guys been working on that or just a set list?
No.
You haven't been doing anything.
No, you know what? I sat in with Duff the other night. He was gracious enough to let me come and get on stage, because I'll do that as much as I possibly can. And so I got to hear some of those songs back to his record, they're really cool live. And Duff, I love you for making a record that is positive in these trying times, and it has such killer players on it, and it's in really cool songs. So I did that. So, and that was a big deal. later on today, we'll have to figure out a name for this band.
No, that's, you know, just as long as you guys all show up. Yeah, we're talking Mike McCready, Duff McKagan, of course, Chad Smith, Josh Klinghoffer, and Taylor Hawkins will be joining you guys. July 6th is when the big band gets together.
Brandi Carlile, too.
Yeah, I know. Brandi Carlile is opening.
Ooh.
I know. And Mike, you promised that Brandi was going to get on stage and maybe do a number or two with you fellas.
I am hoping and crossing my fingers that will happen. I can't guarantee it, but I'm hoping that it's going to happen, because she's amazing to play with, and we've done some Zeppelin in the past, and some Pink Floyd at one time I've played with her, so I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, and if it does, it'll be magnificent. And also the women from Thunder Pussy will be there, so
yeah.
Molly and Whitney and Leah will be killing it. So we have a good kind of lineup of singers and songwriters.
Yeah.
And kind of an art kind of show thing earlier on in the day before Cast.
Oh, you're going to do your art show?
I'm going to do some art, yeah.
So I get to see it.
Excellent. You get to see it, my friend. You do.
Excellent. Okay, good.
So we're doing that, and then I'll probably end up sitting in with Thunder Pussy that night because I can't get, he can't keep me away from the stage.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be just, I'm gonna be hovering around everybody's set. Like, I've got my guitar, I'm ready to go. So
the thing about, let me tell you that the thing about Mike, so he came and played with my band, with Shooter the other night, right?
Yeah.
At the show box. Right. And
Shooter was Brandy's record. We should say that. Shooter Jennings, right?
Yeah, we should mention Shooter Jennings,
Yes. But Mike's the type, and there's few guitar players, and he's going to be embarrassed about this, that Steve Jones from the Pistols can do this. He can grab any guitar and play through any amp, and it sounds like Steve Jones. But there's few guitar players who can do this. He grabbed a guitar that was our guitar player, played through an amp that he never played through, but it was like, there's Mike McCready. There's that sound.
Yeah.
So he's got that gift of all through the hands and through the heart.
Thank you, sir.
You know, you guys are so busy, and everybody has their own projects. I think Taylor and the Foo Fighters are over running around Europe right now, and Chad and Josh are always pretty, their schedules are busy. Is this just kind of a get the buds together and screw around and have fun? I mean, it's got to be kind of a nice release to get away from some of the other obligations and just get together and put together your own playlist. You can play whatever the hell you want.
And that's, for me, it's a chance to, you know, expand my getting to play with my friends. And if I play with Duff, I'm going to learn something. If I play with Chad, I'm going to learn something. And it's like rad. It's a rad experience, you know. I've Duff and I, and I've done a bunch of stuff over in the past. We did some Mad Season stuff in the past with the symphony and a lot of other stuff. So I learned from Josh Klinghoffer. That guy's a smoking guitar player.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that guy's good. He's the best musician. He knows how to play piano, all that stuff, and sing perfectly. For me, there's a chemistry that happens between us, I think, because we're all buds, and it's fun. So I can only equate it to, like, when I would go see Van Halen when I was a kid. It's like that kind of, I think it's that kind of fun for me.
What a unique opportunity to get a group of guys like you together and on stage. It's almost like a bar band kind of thing of legends getting together.
Yeah, but we have Chad Smith playing the drums. So it's not, with him playing drums, it's never a bar band.
Yeah.
Like, you're suddenly a world class. Yeah. You know, like, okay.
Well, all of you guys.
Everybody step up.
All of you guys. Is this kind of an opportunity? Do you show off for each other a little bit? Or is it like, no, it's just, you know, we're all getting together just to play for each other.
I think I'm going to try to show off for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my best. I'm going to do my best thing.
I want to hear some Eddie Van Halen out of you. You tease it on YouTube a little bit.
He does it well.
Yeah.
It might happen.
He does it well.
My ego's so invested in it right now. I've got to make it happen.
When we all play together, I think we do, like, it makes you a better player playing with, like, me playing with Mike and Josh and Chad and all the way around. We all want to play really good for each other. Nobody wants to suck. Nobody wants to be the guy who's not good. So everybody woodsheds and makes sure they got their stuff together. And then playing with each other, it just makes you a broader musician. And you can come back to your band, in Mike's case, Pearl Jam. I can go back to Guns with a bit more knowledge of my thing. And it's super fun.
Duff, you mentioned Mike was talking about wanting to cover some Van Halen tunes. Are there some tunes that you want to cover in this set on July 6th up in Big Sky that you're thinking, I really want the guys with this band, I want to play this song?
I think I'm going to keep it a surprise because there is a song I really want to play.
Okay.
I'll
keep it a surprise.
Our guest, Duff McKagan and Mike McCready, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll see you up in Big Sky on Mountain Time.
Okay, yep, right on.
Thanks guys.
Mike, see you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, there they go. And you heard them talking about the Friday lineup, Mike McCready and Kate Neckel performing sort of an art music thing, infinitecolorandsound.com. Check it out on the website. Come check it out at Peak to Sky. And then Montana's own Dammit Lauren and the Well will be playing Thunder Pussy headlining Friday night. Four hard rocking crazy women out of Seattle that I'm just in love with their album. Download it on iTunes. Saturday, an afternoon kids show with Casper Baby Pants from the band Presidents of the U.S. Then our very own Paige and the People's Band will kick the nighttime festivities off with three-time Grammy winner Brandi Carlile taking the stage. And then those all-stars, Mike McCready, Chad Smith, Josh Klinghoffer, Duff McKagan, and Taylor Hawkins. There's a whole bunch of ticket options at peaktosky.com, but get them now while they're available. July 5th and 6th coming up on us fast. peaktosky.com.